Prabhu ki jai. I'd like to call someone else to read from scripture. Vishwa Devi.
I'm just going to read short passages that will express better than anything I can say, and very appropriate to Tribhuvanath. It's from the Bhagavad Gita. And whoever at the end of this life quit his body remembering my name, remembering me alone, at once attains my... And whoever at the end of his life quit his body remembering my name, at once attain my nature, of this there is no doubt. In this verse, the importance of Krishna consciousness is stressed. Anyone who quit his body in Krishna consciousness is at once transferred to the transcendental nature of the Supreme Lord. The Supreme Lord is the purest of the pure. Therefore, anyone who is constantly Krishna conscious is also the purest of the pure. The word smaranam, remembering, is important. Remembrance of Krishna is not possible for the impure soul who has not practiced Krishna consciousness in devotional service. Therefore, one should practice Krishna consciousness from the very beginning of life if one wants to achieve success at the end of his life. The process of remembering Krishna is essential. The special qualification of the pure devotee is that he's always thinking of Krishna without deviation and without considering the time or place. There should be no impediments. He should be able to carry out his service anywhere at any time. Some say that devotees should remain in holy places like Vrindavan or some holy town where the Lord lives. But a pure devotee can live anywhere and create the atmosphere of Vrindavan by his devotional service. It was Sri Advaita who told Lord Chaitanya, Whatever you are, O Lord, there's Vrindavan. However, for the pure devotee in Krishna consciousness, there is no fear of returning. Whatever he leaves the body at an auspicious or inauspicious moment, by accident or arrangement. I want to thank Srila Prabhupada to giving me the association of all those very special devotees. And Hare Krishna.